This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Day. It's Christmas time. Here we are on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, who's about to update us with things that are trending in the news. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer does not feel well, so we'll hold a good thought. It's a lousy time of year to not feel well, that's for sure. Christmas is upon us. One of the most recognizable Christmas decorations is holly, a flowering plant from the Aquafolaci. What is this? What's it from?
The Equa. I'm the one who likes all this stuff.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't mean I know how to pronounce it. Aqua, it's A-Q-U-I-F-O-L-I-A.
Aquafolaci.
Thank you.
Or C.
Anyway, them, A. That group.
C-I.
There are all kinds of shrubs and trees that belong to this phyla and genus. The fruit of the holly, referred to as berries, range in color from black to bright red. You do not eat them.
They'll make you sick.
Wow, I killed a cow of mine once.
Really?
We put stuff in the pasture, and the cow ate the berries and was dead the next day.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, no, you don't do that. New. All right, let's see. What else do we celebrate today? National Hard Candy Day. First hard candies, lemon drops, for example, peppermints, prescribed as a remedy for stomach problems. Hard candy became popular in the 17th century as the price of sugar went down. Hard candy before that was something only the well-to-do could afford, but by the 1800s, 400 companies were manufacturing hard candy around the world. In 2015, Jolly Rancher surpassed Werther's original best-selling hard candy. I don't
eat
hard candy, actually.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't like it much.
No, I don't like it at all. But it's appropriate for Christmas, no question about that. All right, well, we've had a few things marring Christmas. So will you give us the update, a couple of things that are trending here, Victoria?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have anything great that's trending today. The Amtrak train crash is still trending. Still a lot of questions why it happened. The train was going, what was it, 80? 81
in
or
a 30. Yeah, 80 something miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone.
So that's sad for all the families involved. It was, of course, the first run on that track line that they had done, so there's going to be a lot of investigation into that. The other thing that won't go away, unfortunately, there's two other people in the news, as you like to say. Mark Salling, the actor from Glee, he has pled guilty to child pornography charges. He'll be in jail for a very long time.
Good.
I think his plea bargain involves something like a minimum of 12 years or something like that. So he'll be gone for a long time, and it's weird because so many kids watched Glee and kind of grew up on Glee and knew him as one of the stars, and it's a very weird social media type of topic, but that is one thing that's trending. And Matt Damon is still trending for a lot of his comments that he's been making about all the sexual harassment in Hollywood. He kind of keeps putting his foot in his mouth. And he might want to take a beat and sit the next round out, because the more he defends these types of allegations, and he's really splitting hairs, saying there's a difference between grabbing someone's butt and rape and all this other stuff. He's getting so in the weeds, and a lot of women are just he's on the verge of facing a backlash at this point.
So back to the train for a minute. I'm just reading between the lines here, it looks like the government, or at least Congress, is going to be held somewhat culpable, because a couple of years ago, when this new automatic safety technology, which was designed to prevent this problem, has not been funded. And this is the problem with the government being involved in Amtrak. It's government subsidized, $600-700 million a year. There are a number of people in Congress that want to cut that subsidy.
It's been cut. It's in the new budget.
Yeah. Well, to make it self-sufficient, if you will. So the thing that bothers me about this is that Congress is in a position to dictate something about which they know nothing. And so regardless of, I'm sure experts came and testified before the committee and all this other stuff, but this is the same kind of thing that happened on the New Jersey Transit tracks. It's happened on Amtrak tracks on the East Coast. It's happened, it happened in Virginia, I think, last year or the year before. But there have been a number of these accidents, and it appears, at least on the surface, at first blush, to be the Congress meddling with the Department of Transportation and the concerns about whether all of the safety devices that are available are being used. And the answer to that apparently is no, they are not being used. So that's inexcusable. I have, this whole business about the government getting involved in things like this, for God's sakes, get them the hell out of the way and do something that just... It's so because the government just I almost used the word.
I know what you mean.
Everything gets messed up. Get out of the way. Let private enterprise and business do its thing. Yeah, there needs to be checks and balances, because we all know that some in the private sector are irresponsible and they want to cut corners. But this isn't even that, because the government is responsible for messing they should have a budget, and the people who know how to run the business should be able to take the money and use it as they feel is necessary. You don't see these kind of things happening in the airline business. Well, that's because the airline business isn't subsidized by the government. So anyway, I see how that all shakes out. Can we go back to Christmas? After
yes.
All of that, I don't want any more. I want no more of that. Here's this is good news for those of you who are buying new Christmas lights. A lot of people have already bought their lights, but if you're like me, when I used to put up lights all the time, it'd be something I'd do the night before Christmas or the night before Christmas Eve, that kind of stuff. There is an interesting story of a fellow who lives in England named Ross Shattuck, S-H-A-D-D-I-C-K. When he puts the lights up on his tree, he's very happy that they are older than he is. He's 38, and the lights that he's using have been used for 48 years. His family paid £3 for these lights back 48 years ago. They came with a spare set of bulbs, for sure, but he said that no bulbs have ever been replaced. So how'd you like to have... I remember we used to have an old set of lights. I used to put the lights up every Christmas on the house I grew up in, down the street, and there were shrubs out front and stuff, and I'd climb up on the ladder and put the lights around the porch and put them on the outline of the house and around the windows and stuff like that. And I remember every year I'd drop them on the ground, they'd break. And so you buy new ones. They always seem to be so cheap. Anyway, this fellow said that he likes the older lights. He wants to make it to at least 50. He's taking special care of them. And so I guess the question here is, how do you take care of your Christmas lights? Are you careful? Are they old? Or you buy new ones? We have didn't I send you a picture? There's a picture. There's two pictures, I think, that we posted, if I'm not mistaken, at on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. One of them is of me going out in the cold on Sunday morning and the way I got dressed up, and a few comments with regard to that. And then there was another one that I took of one of the tractors in the front yard of the farm. Did you like that, ladies? Did you
love that? Is that's on your farm?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's out front of the farm. And it's just the outline of the tractor. You can see it with the red and white lights on it. It's really kind of cool. I found some old lights around that they used, but they aren't as old as this for sure. I think a lot of the new lights, they come self-contained in the wiring, and so you can't really take them out and replace them, right? Isn't that the way some of the ones are?
Our lights have a few little replacement bulbs that came with the set, so you can pop out the light that goes out and then pop it back in. But I think that they're also made now that, like when I was a kid, if we had one light out, the whole string was gone, and our string doesn't do that. So if you have one bulb out, it's just one bulb that's out.
Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway. So this fellow, by the way, these lights have 30,000 hours on them.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty amazing. It really is. So how have you displayed your Christmas lights? And have you got old sets? Did you buy new ones? You go into, it's really strange, you kind of go into the stores. You can buy them in the drug stores now. You can buy them at the department stores. Prices are all over the place. But there's something about them. The classic colors, that's what I kind of like. The classic colors for Christmas time. Anyway, it's kind of a nice warm feeling as you get when you see those lights around. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. Shall we give away another one of these? Kara and I, we can't quite make out how many of these things we have left.
We have one CD to give away.
That's it. One more. All right, be the lucky winner. Let's say, what do you want, the fourth caller? Fourth caller, that's my favorite number, why not? Fourth caller right now at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Call that number now. You'll win a CD done by the 10 Tenors of Christmas Music. Fabulous stuff. All the money, by the way, from selling these CDs at their concerts and on their website goes to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. All the money from the CDs. So you want to help them? Tell your friends about these. I mean, just play the music around your house. People say, wow, that's great stuff. Where'd you get it? You can go to the10tenors.com and order the CD there. One person's going to win right now, however, at 888-302-3684. Also give you a copy of the book for Christmas, Life is Good When You Do the Work, by our own Maria Francesca Trilogy. Fabulously, fabulously presenting great stories, great lessons of life. Life is good when you do the work. And the CD, The 10 Tenors, can be yours if you're the fourth caller at 888-302-3684. Why don't you call that number now?
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Show them your love, show them you care. Gift sent to cash, your gift gets there. Come to a store, their hearts will soar. Best gift of cash, gift they'll adore.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
The sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Feliz Navidad, done by the Ten Tenors. 16 years on the road, performing for 90 million people. And this year they're touring the East Coast of the United States. Matter of fact, what is... Today's the, what's today, the 19th, right? So tonight they're in Melbourne. Those of you listening to WMEL, you'd be well put if there are any seats left to go buy yourself a seat and enjoy the Ten Tenors. They'll be in Jacksonville tomorrow, St. Petersburg on Saturday, and Miami on Sunday. Very cool. Or is it? No, it's the other way around. Sorry, I did that wrong. 19th is Tuesday. Wednesday in Jacksonville. Thursday, St. Petersburg. Friday in Miami. All right. So we're giving away. We have the fourth caller here who's going to get a taste of this. Keith in Eunice, Louisiana. Hi, Keith. Welcome. And Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Thank you very much. So what's going on in your life that's exciting?
Well, right now, getting ready for Christmas. Right now, I'm driving in a dense fog heading to Lafayette for work. I listen to you guys every morning, so I appreciate everything y'all do. So y'all keep up the good work.
Aw, you
get to work. You get to work on time, or are you late listening to us?
No, I get to work on time.
Yeah.
I got y'all podcast for what I miss. Listen to y'all while I work out. Enjoying life right now.
Good for you. Have you got a big family, small family? What's your family like?
I've had two kids. My wife's an educator.
Yeah.
I have a daughter that lives in Texas that's a nurse. So we're excited for her family to come see us after Christmas. So she'll be working on Christmas Day in the hospital.
Yeah. What do you do, Keith?
I am a solution specialist for Old Dominion Freight Line. You probably see our commercials.
Oh, yeah. And I see the trucks around all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of tandem trucks that travel in this neck of the woods. That's a big company. Good for you.
now that you talk to me, you're probably going to notice them all the time.
Yeah, that's probably true. Notice them more than I do. All right, so we're going to send you the final copy that we have of this year's 10 Tenors CD. Others that want them, get them at the 10tenors.com. I'm going to send you a copy of a book that you and your wife can read called Life is Good When You Do the Work by my dear friend Maria Francesca Trilogy. So you'll like that. I'm sure that your wife and your family will enjoy the music as well, and you'll get them with our best wishes for a Happy New Year, Keith. Hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you. Let's see, that takes care of that. And now let's move on. As long as we're in the music portion of the program, there are 70 songs, Victoria, do you know that? Eligible for nominations in the original song category for the 90th Academy Awards. Nominees are going to be announced on January 23rd. Some of the songs up for nomination: If I Dare by Sarah Bareilles, which you're listening to here. Evermore from Beauty and the Beast. How Does a Moment Last Forever, also from Beauty and the Beast. Your Hand, I Will Never Let It Go, Stevie Nicks from Book of Henry. I Don't Want to Live Forever by Taylor Swift from 50 Shades Darker. Tell Me How Long, Kristen Bell from Chasing Coral. Mighty River, Mary J. Blige from Mudbound. The Star by Mariah Carey from the film The Star. You Shouldn't Look at Me That Way, Elvis Costello from the film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. Ha! I don't know that. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Nick Jonas from Ferdinand, the song called Home. And Jason Mraz, Can't Hold Out on Love, from the movie Father Figures. So all those songs are in the mix for the nomination for Best Movie Music from the Motion Picture Academy. So interesting to see what shakes out, frankly, from that.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I like the best. Which one do you like the best?
I'm just mad that nothing from Beauty and the Beast with Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Because I love her songs.
Yeah. 28 past the hour, DJB time.
In today's automotive news, Mitsubishi introduced a new compact crossover that they hope will give the company more presence in the U.S. marketplace. The new Eclipse Cross will feature much improved interior materials, which is a huge step forward for Mitsubishi, along with more technologies than previous models. The CUV has a new advanced design language that merges safety with sporty style. Under the hood, a 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine that outputs 152 horsepower. Vehicle features include a power sliding panoramic roof and a 7-inch screen with SmartLink. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Mick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5 million monthly Zelle users making more than 5 million transactions, it's clear that the move to cashless shows no signs of slowing. We're pleased to provide a safe and convenient experience for our customers, especially during...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time is 34 after the hour. Yep, this is Christmas week, and you're enjoying it with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. You can check out some of the Christmas stuff at facebook.com/DJV show. The jobs that exist in our country, a lot of people working this week, people looking for new jobs, all that sort of thing. We're always talking about that with our connection to Kickstarter. To Kickstarter, good day. To ZipRecruiter.com, there's another thing going on at Kickstarter. But as you're thinking about Christmas, people are thinking about the end of the year, thinking about where they are with their careers, and many people think at this time of year, as we get to a sort of a clean break, end of the year, new year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they want a new job. Because some people are in jobs that they don't like, or their spouses don't like. In fact, there's a research paper out now studying which jobs that are a part of the landscape are the best ones if you want to get a divorce. right? I mean, think about this as I go through the list of these 8 jobs that almost guarantee you will be divorced. So if you're thinking about changing your career and you're thinking about one of these jobs, perhaps the reason you should think about them is if you're not happy being married to the person you're married to. This is a fix that fast. All right, let's see what they are here. Number 8 on the list, Victoria, telemarketers.
Hmm.
The researchers believe that this job has a high divorce rate because of the type of stress they endure. They get to listen to people all day long who hang up on them, yell on them, at them. They're discourteous, you stupid son of a...
Yeah. Telemarketers, they definitely get it pretty hard from people.
And debt collectors get divorced, too,
yeah,
for similar reasons, because people yell at them. Let's see here. Number 7 on the list of jobs that guarantee a divorce, switchboard operators. Hospitals, big corporations still use people, believe it or not, to help guide phone calls to the right department. Why does this job have such a high divorce rate, though, maybe is the question. Nobody really knows for sure. Switchboard operator, interact on the telephone with a lot of people. Conversations could lead to relationships being developed, you know. Hey, you got a nice voice, baby. We meet for
that seems a little unlikely, right?
Well, usually these people are far away, unless it's a hospital or some local company.
I would put that maybe more in the category of you're in a high-stress job, more so than you're starting up conversations. Because if people say, can you put me through to extension, blah, blah, blah,
there's really... Yeah, have a conversation about that.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, let's see here. These two go together, 5 and 6. Rolling machine setters, operators, and tenders.
You need to explain what all of that means to me, because I have no idea.
Drawing machine settlers. Well, this is working on the assembly line in metals and plastics.
Okay.
These are people that make, that operate the machines that make the parts for all kinds of things. You name
it. Okay.
You know, got machines that make machines, in a manner of speaking. That's what some of them are, anyway. So, jobs like this, you wouldn't think that they would point to marital problems, but some of these machine operators and setters and tenders have a high divorce rate because you are involved in shift work and it's the repetitiveness of doing the same thing over and over and over again, which drives people nuts. So they want to blow off when they get home, and maybe the husband or the wife has a stressful job. They don't want to listen to you blow off at home.
Yeah.
So see you later, Charlie, on that one. Number 4 on the list of the 8 jobs that almost guarantee divorce, flight attendants.
I think this makes sense to me.
Yeah,
this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. My sister likes to be on long trips because she likes to be away from home.
Well.
Anyway, flight attendants are often away. There are all kinds of affairs. Wasn't it last week that some of these flight attendants were complaining about the sexual stuff they have to go through?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Flight attendants are subject to all kinds of suggestive remarks by drunk people sitting in the plane. Yeah, it's a tough job. It doesn't pay all that well. You get a lot of benefits, but it's not great pay. But a lot of people stick with it because there's so many good benefits. You can have a job.
But you meet people a lot. It makes sense. And they also apparently have a lot of affairs with other crew members. You know, if you're on the same leg or the same routine, you see the same 4 people.
Yeah.
But my former neighbor is a flight attendant, and she works for Delta, and she does the JFK to, I think, Milan route.
Yeah.
She's a little more senior. She's,
But
she has, every time I ran into her in the hallway, she's older than I am, but every time I ran into her, she has a different Italian boyfriend, so she obviously was meeting a lot of people.
Yeah, you got the layover there.
Yeah.
underscore a layover.
Mm.
Anyway, next. My sister has worked for Delta since she was 21, 22. She took time off for Northwest Orient when she went to work for him. When she got out of school and then she had her children, she was gone for 13, 14 years, went back on. She has unbelievable seniority at the age of 74, and she could take 4 trips a month, and that would be it. You know, you go to Asia or something and come back, that's it. But she doesn't like to do that. She takes the old Republic routes that go into Saskatchewan from Minneapolis and down to Butte and all those areas of Montana and Idaho, down to Denver. But, you know, they go on 3 or 4 day trips. and they do three or four hops a day, and she loves that. She'd rather do that than fly
one long haul. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Number three on this list of jobs that'll you can kiss your marriage goodbye. Let's see. Gaming service workers. High divorce rate there. The research suggests any profession that puts you in a casino can lead to marital problems, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol over the place, interaction you have with gamblers, and most of them work at night or irregular hours. That poses a problem as well. So let's see here. Number two, bartenders. That makes all the sense in the world. No big surprise here. And so the gaming managers and service workers, both of them. Sort of. That's the high. The highest divorce rate, though, is with gaming managers, people in the casinos, people operate game rooms, interaction with customers that way. So if you're looking for a job in the new year, perhaps you ought not to be going down that street.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, I guess I can say goodbye to any kind of relationship because I work weird hours here already, and then I'm going to study to become a bartender. So
there you go.
There goes my New Year's resolution.
How are you going
to
do
a
bartender?
Wait a minute.
Hold on just a second. How are you going to do bartending at night? Oh, weekend. Okay,
yeah.
Friday, Saturday night. All right. Dad says it's okay to do that.
It's surprising. I actually don't need my father's permission to work a job, but thank you for checking in.
Well, maybe I'll play the role of father then.
I don't need your permission either.
I get what Doug's saying, though. All parents would be, I think, a little bit concerned if, you know, you're working late at night and depends on where the bar is and there's security issues. Although, every time Kara posts a picture of her leaving her apartment building in the morning when it's dark, I think she's going to get murdered every time she leaves her building, so I guess
Don't hold that thought.
No, but because she posts these really scary pictures, and sometimes there's a creepy guy in the background.
Why do you post the pictures if you don't want people to know that you're leaving your house at quarter after whatever?
I've seen you post pictures on Instagram of you leaving when it's dark out, and there's some weird sound or something. Hello, are you not? I'm following this more closely than you are.
Then what you need to do is follow your Uncle Dougie and put pictures of yourself up all dressed up for the cold so that nobody can really see how really attractive you are.
By the time I post a picture, I'm not there anymore. I'm already out of the situation. It's fine.
Yeah. But people can know you are there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling your father.
Go ahead.
Meanwhile, as long as we're talking about jobs, let's focus on ZipRecruiter. I made mention of it a moment or two ago, but let's get the nuance here of why, at this time of year, if you are changing jobs, and you're not going to go to any of those jobs we just talked about, but you're looking for something different, then do your searching at ZipRecruiter.com. One word, ZipRecruiter.com. And as a matter of fact, if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you will use it without having to pay for it. I think the people that put their they post on these various sites, the job boards, they're posting their resume. You're not paying for that anyway. And normally a person who's recruiting someone would have to pay a recruiter or they have to pay a fee to ZipRecruiter. But you don't have to the first time, so you can see how well it works. It's fabulous. There are hundreds of leading job boards, and ZipRecruiter, with one click, posts the job everywhere. And then, as the resumes are available on these job boards as well, their software matches what you're looking for with what's available. How about that? No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a good candidate just one day, and you're home free. So check it out, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by FreedomWorks. The time for tax reform is now, and it's up to our leaders in Congress to make it happen before the new year. With your help, you can get our economy back on track while giving middle-class families more take-home pay. Here with more is Jason Pye from FreedomWorks.
Economists say these tax cuts will give the average family of four earning the median income an additional $2,200 per year. What would you do with an extra $2,200 per year? Just as importantly, these tax cuts will make America one of the world's most attractive places to do business by lowering business taxes. Instead of losing jobs to other countries, our country will see more investment, more growth, and more high-paying jobs. More take-home pay for families and more economic growth in our community. That's a plan everyone can support.
Call Senator Rubio and tell him to vote yes on this bill. 305-418-8553. For more information, visit freedomworks.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's check the sports news. 46 past the hour. President of ESPN has resigned. Maybe this reason he's getting out will make it clear why they're doing as badly as they are. Maybe the guy should have been fired a long time ago.
I would agree with that. Yep, he's resigning though not because of doing a bad job.
They're doing, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually resigning because he said he's been battling substance addiction for years, and he needs to now, I guess, get a grip on it. No, they haven't reported what exactly he was addicted to, but apparently a lot of people knew behind the scenes, and now it's too late. The interesting thing though is the Boston Globe did a report recently, kind of a bombshell report about the ESPN's culture as with regards to how women are treated, and the sexual misconduct and all kinds of stuff. They said roughly 24 current and former employees, female employees, portrayed a locker room culture where men regularly made unwanted sexual advances to female colleagues and gave unsolicited shoulder rubs and rated women based on their looks. So maybe that's why the guy should have been fired.
Hello, somebody call down there and tell him it's 2017, almost
right.
2018.
Right.
It's not 1953. All right, anyway, here's something interesting. Texas Ranger pitcher named Cole Hamels has been very generous.
Yes, he and his wife Heidi have decided that they'd rather live in Texas than in their house that they have. It's a mansion, really, in Branson, Missouri, which they put on the market for $9.4 million. Then they had an idea.
In Branson, Missouri, there's a house worth $9.4 million?
10 bedrooms, 19 bathrooms. Yep.
Good God.
So then they had a really great idea. They announced, Hamels announced, that he is donating the mansion to a camp for kids with chronic illnesses and other special needs.
Wow.
This guy is my 2017 hero. The gift is the largest donation in the history of Camp Barnabas, which is the charity that they donated the house to. It's a 32,000-square-foot home, 10 bedrooms, 13 full bathrooms, 6 half baths, and it sits on over 100 acres of land, all of which is being donated to this camp. And
cool?
So I love this. Hamels said there are a lot of amazing charities, but this one really tugged at their heartstrings, and they can't wait to help in a big way.
Good for him.
Bravo.
Bravo. Round of applause. All right, let's go back to the ESPN guy for a moment.
Okay.
And connect him to maybe he's got a friend or somebody who lives in Norway, where the parliament today is set to decriminalize all drugs and divert people found with quantities to treatment options rather than putting them in jail.
That's
drug
a bad
use
idea.
Or marijuana, cocaine, heroin, decriminalized under the plan, which is what they already do in Portugal, and other countries in Europe are deciding whether to opt into this.
Hmm.
There's a report out this week from the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction. 8.6% of Norwegians ages 16 to 34 have used marijuana. 2% use cocaine, 1% use ecstasy. They also found there were more than 48,000 drug law offenses in Norway, 266 drug overdose deaths last year. So they want to legalize it and make it. It's going to all be decriminalized. That's the way the world's going sooner or later. Most progressive countries will do that, whether you like it or not. 10 before the hour.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Williams music, Steven Spielberg movie, Dustin Hoffman uses his hook for inappropriate things in this movie. Oh, no, that was in his own personal life, right? That wasn't on the movie set. All right, so no. The movie is Hook.
Oh, boy.
And the reason, what, Chucker, what's the problem?
Nothing.
Huh?
No comment.
Okay. That'll be the first time there's no comment from you. All right. So what's the scoop on Steven Spielberg?
You know, that was a surprise yesterday. Spielberg's birthday, 71 years old.
Why are you surprised?
Easily. No, I thought he was in his 60s.
That old.
But really? Easily the most, you know, there's been a lot of great directors in our generation, but this guy is easily the most prominent director in the last 30 years. You know, I was a little surprised. I looked at his wiki page, his net worth, $3.6 billion.
Why does that surprise you?
I knew he was up there, but that's a ton of money. let me ask you guys. Anyway, we played the theme to Hook because 26 years ago, last week, I sat in a movie theater waiting for Robin Williams, Peter Banning to fly, and I thought that was an exhilarating moment. I know Hook is a little bit of a polarizing movie with critics, but I think most movie fans really dig it. I loved it.
It's one of my favorite
Spielberg movies. But if you had to pick one Spielberg movie, Doug, Victoria, Cara, that is your favorite? I still go with Jaws, but you have one.
Jaws was on last night.
Jaws is a good one. I guess I'm partial to the kid stuff that he did, so I would say Goonies.
Now.
Oh, that's a good one. I think I don't know Jurassic Park.
He produced
Park,
Goonies,
maybe?
Though didn't direct
Jurassic
it.
Park. Then Indiana
he's
Jones
right
movies, for God's sakes, where the hell are you people? Indiana Jones is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many directors can you have this debate? Jaws, Raiders, Close Encounters, E.T., Jurassic Park, Schindler's List was a turn in his career in terms of serious fare. Lincoln. I mean, the guy's bio is incredible.
Yeah.
Good for him. Happy. You know what? He gets
happy 71.
The focus on people being 71 and mm-hmm. those who used to be able to, like, this sweep everybody away. He's
young.
At the height of his career.
He's got
plenty of great years and lots of things to contribute as he moves forward. That's the case with people who are 71.
Well, including
he has two big movies coming out. He has the paper coming out at the end of this month, limited, yeah. and goes wide in January. And this summer, he has a big genre film titled Ready Player One coming out. So he does it. Still does it all. It's based on a novel. It's a I'm not. You watch the trailer. It'll take you too long to explain.
So the Post is so politically correct that it'll win probably something at the Oscars because it's just too politically correct not to. It's
probably correct.
It's all those guys.
But what about the performances, though? I've heard Meryl Streep is great in it.
Yeah, but it won't make any difference. It's politically correct to be taking shots at Nixon. And not that it isn't, even outside of being politically correct. But the way it was done, sticking up for him, Bill Bradley was an icon in his time. And there's another guy who, you know, you could, if you were doing a reset on the kinds of things that went on in the newsroom at the Post or any of the big city newspapers. Mm-hmm. You talk about sexual harassment. Good God. Wow, those guys would all be sinking in the same ship.
Sounds fascinating, Doug. Now I want to see a review when you actually see the movie.
Okay. Well, I think I'm looking forward to the movie because I like both of them. I especially like Tom Hanks, but it's a great story. Pentagon Papers, for God's sakes, it's a great American story.
I agree with that.
It is. Yeah.
What do you think of this one? Paramount Pictures announcing they're going to remake the Eddie Murphy, Nick Nolte, 83 film, 48 Hours.
With whom?
Nobody cast this if yet. But when they're remaking Eddie Murphy movies, I know I'm getting old.
Yeah. Those two movies, both of them, 48 Hours and what's the next one? Another 48 Hours.
Yeah.
Those were good. They were very entertaining flicks. They really are. I was reading
back in the day. Nick Nolte was a really good, really good actor,
right.
man.
Yeah, before
really
he got addicted to alcohol. Here's a movie that I'm really looking forward to seeing: Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. There have been fabulous,
really good buzz on
that.
It.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yep. It looks like some great characters in it. It's a great story. World War II. You wonder. Is there another drama? Is there another story that we can squeeze out of World War II? And yes, in this way. The only thing, Gary Oldman has always been good as a bad guy. Like, get off of my plane. You know,
he can do it
like
all,
that.
Though. He's yeah. been a chameleon and had a great career.
Wasn't he, didn't he play Batman? Wasn't he,
He was Commissioner Gordon. Yeah, very likable in the Batman movies.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He was Dracula, though, right? In Bram Stoker's?
Uh-huh. He's a very good actor. All right, Chucker, good job.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.